prophecies are there, but when we are talking of basic prophecy, it is for encouragement, rebuking, and exhortation. But when there is a predictive aspect, then we are talking of word of knowledge and word of wisdom. When God reveals something of that nature, it is not necessary for you to go public and announce what God has told you concerning an individual. You may need to call the individual, and if the individual needs to maybe take cautions and check his or her life, you can exhort that person to do it accordingly. I don't think it's necessary for you to go public declaring things concerning individuals.
But what do you make of the recent ones? And just, I think, 2 days ago, another man of God has gone on social media claiming Shatawale is next to die within some few days.
I haven't heard of that one, but it falls within what I'm saying. We should not wallow in death. When someone dies, it's not a time for you to come and maybe boast or claim ownership of fulfillment of prophecy or things of that nature. If even he has seen something of that nature, he should have called that person. But again, I would say that it is very, very unhealthy and unethical for us to come out publicly declaring about the death of people and say that God has told you about the death of people. What do you gain from that? So I wouldn't advise prophetic messages that come out public along that line. There's no need for such a display on there. Because even once you do that, you give some people the authority or audacity or the privilege also to cause some aspect of wickedness.
Apostle Onyina said some people who claim to be men of God go public for fame.
There is a prophet in the Bible whom the Lord spoke to. He shouldn't have declared even what God had told him publicly. But this prophet did it. And when an older prophet heard of it, he invited this prophet and eventually caused the untimely death of the prophet. So when God speaks to you, sometimes what he has spoken to you is personal, it's private. And you are not supposed to come out and do things of that nature. So I would just give a general exhortation to Christians and prophets and so-called prophets that when God gives somebody a message concerning death, you shouldn't wallow in that.
Apostle, why do you think some of these men of God go public? Is it for fame, money, or for what?
Sometimes it's unfortunate that some people want fame. Some people think that when you say that something like this is going to happen and it happens, then you have some sort of fame. But people of God are servants. And even when God has used you, you are supposed to say that I'm an unworthy servant. So we don't need to popularize prophecies, declare them publicly in order for people to have faith in us and in order for people to know that we are the prophets or ministers of God. You are a minister of God so far as you're giving yourself to him. And popularity is not necessary. We work for God and we should not seek glory for ourselves. The glory goes to God.
You heard Chairman of the Pentecostal and Charismatic Council of Ghana, Reverend Opoku Onyina, talking to Felix Kofi.